My first daughter, Sail, is 55. She was born in 1923. You are also born?
Yes, sir. Prabhu, we want to ask you some questions. It's a monthly magazine we have, TransIndia. It circulates both among Indian immigrants in North America and a lot of American and Canadian friends of ours. You know, ever since Swami Vivekananda came here in 1896 for the World
War. 1903.
His first one was 1896, I think, his first visit.
No.
No?
1893.
1893, I see. Since then, there has been a lot of interest in this country, in Indian philosophy. Recent gurus have come, they have talked about meditation. My own view is that all of this have all these things have influenced the American people, but in a kind of intellectual fad, a kind of fashion. And it seems to me that your intention and aim is not merely to cater to the mind, cater to reason, cater to the intellect, but effect a kind of transformation of man himself. Is this why you have introduced a whole way of living, a whole way of life? Am I right in suggesting that?
Yes. It is a different platform of life, spiritual. Generally, people are on the material platform, on the bodily concept of life, and the whole world is going on with that wrong conception of life. Actually, as soon as we think that we are this body, we are immediately on the platform of animal life. So in the Bhagavad it is stated, jasatma buddhi kunape tidhatuki. Anyone who is thinking, identifying himself with this body, and similarly, with other references, jasatma buddhi kunape tidhatuke sadhik kalatra disu bhauma yujyadhi. In relation with body, we think of family, community, nationality. In this way, our civilization is dog civilization. That is not human civilization. Human civilization begins when one understands that he is not this body. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna, Aham Brahmasmi. Perhaps you have heard this word, the Vedic mantra. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. And that is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Dehinasmin yatha dehe kumara jovanana jara. Smin dehe, within this body, there is the soul. So, on account of presence of the soul, we are transmigrating to different bodies, just like from childhood to boyhood. The body of a boy is different from the body of a child. But the same soul who was within the body of a child has now come within the body of a boy. And the same soul again will go in the body of a young man. And the same soul again will go in the body of an old man. And the same soul when the body of old man is finished, then he enters another body. Tathadehantaraprapti. So the soul is transmigrating from one body to another. A part of which we can see in this life. I was in the child's body, I was in the boy's body, I was in the young man's body, now I am an old man's body. Similarly, as my child's body being finished, I have entered into the boy's body. My boy's body being finished, I have entered young man's body. Similarly, when this body will be finished, I shall enter another body, new body. That will be given to me by nature according to the mental condition at the time of my death. Jangjang bhapi smarana bhavam tajattanti kalevana. This is the law of nature. So people are not educated in the law of nature. They are educated in animalistic life. As the dog is thinking, I am dog, and barking. Similarly, if a person thinks I am Indian or I am American, so there is no much difference between the dog and the man. The man must think otherwise, that I am not this body. Then the civilization, human civilization begins. Athata brahma jignasa. Unfortunately, there is no education. This education was little there, even in India, and that is now becoming finished on account of this Western influence. So that is now practically finished. But this Krishna consciousness movement begins from the understanding that I am not this body. Therefore, its activities are different from the activities of bodily conception. People cannot understand. That is the difficulty.
Prabhu, you, in this country, you have a whole body of religious thought which does not subscribe to the Hindu assumptions about the transmigration of the soul. And the culture itself is a very secular kind of culture.
Which one?
The American. And about 18 months ago or more, if I remember right, there was a film, a documentary on your school in Texas on the National Broadcasting Company's program, which was very hostile, if not vicious. It was an attack on your whole movement, your the rearing of the small children. So my question is, what is it that made you bring your movement into a culture and a religious ethos which is hostile to begin with, most of your major assumptions?
So this is education. The Western people are not educated in the spiritual life. So our predecessors, our gurus, they are for educating people in the spiritual life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, he advised Indians to go, first of all, make his life, Indian should make his life perfect, and then he should go outside India and preach the perfectional life, how to become perfect in life. That was his mission. He said, Prithivite ache, you understand Bengali? Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram, sarvatra prachar hoibe mona. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo ja, janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. The Indian life means paropokar. They are in the darkness, others in the darkness. They have no such culture, spiritual culture. India has got that culture. In Bhagavad Gita. So one should make his life practically Bhagavad Gita life. That is Krishna consciousness. And preach it to the world. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. And this order was not only because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to be a Bengali. He appeared in Nadia district, a district in Bengal. But he does not say the Bengalis, he says the Bharati. Bharatvarsa janma haila ja. So it is India's mission to become exactly on the line of Bhagavad Gita. That is also spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That perfection of life means to understand Bhagavad Gita. He said, Amar Agnaya Guru Haiya Tara Ei Desh. You just become a guru and you deliver this country. This country means wherever you are living. It doesn't matter whether in India or America or anywhere. You just deliver them. So, to become guru means to save a person from the conditional life of matter. So long you become a materialistic person, that means you are under condition of material nature. So you have to get your freedom from the laws of material nature. That is your perfect life. But people in the Western countries, they do not know much of this freedom. India knew it, or some of Indians, they know it. But at the present moment, they being conquered or influenced by the Western culture, they are also losing their identity. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj ordered me to do something about the spiritual life in the Western countries. On account of this, I came here.
Can you briefly tell us what the difference, how your approach is different from the approaches of the other gurus who have come? You seem to have
First of all, we do not accept anyone as guru if he is not competent to understand Bhagavad Gita and preach the gospel. He is not a guru. The guru's definition given in the Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratvan Ahamabhayam, in the fourth chapter you'll find. Vivasan Manabe Prahu Manu Ikha Kave Brahi. Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajar Sayogi. Sakali in a Yuganastaparantapa. Krishna said to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, this Bhagavad Gita philosophy or yoga system, first of all I spoke to the sun god, and then he spoke to his son Manu, then Manu spoke to his son Ikaku. In this way, the knowledge comes down from the spiritual master to the disciple, or from the father to the son. So, unless one comes in this disciplic succession, he cannot become guru. Therefore, I do not know all of them. All the Swamis and Yogis who came here, they do not belong to this parampara system. So therefore they are not bona fide guru. They are presenting themselves as guru, but they are not guru. Therefore people are misled. And this is the first time that we presented India's traditional philosophy and life as it is understood by the parampara system. Therefore it is being so well received. Vivekananda came here, as you said, 1893, before my birth. I was born in 1896. But they have worked for, say, 85 years. What they have done. But I have worked here for 7 or 8 years. It is now a worldwide movement. Why? Because we presented the things as they are. Evam paramparama. That would be the effect. So, if the things are presented as they are, the customers will automatically come.
Yesterday in my talks with your disciples, I gathered that you have at least three of the ashrama dharmas being practiced: brahmacharya, grihastha, and sannyasa. Did you do this to suggest that your movement does not involve renunciation in the Western sense, in which they understand it as asceticism only, to retreat, to withdraw from society, to form a different small spiritual community or fraternity, not interacting with the rest of society, not influencing society, not being influenced by society? In other words, was it your aim to suggest that the ordinary life, the daily life of ordinary people, can be built on the foundations of your philosophy?
The thing is, that human life, the systemic society, should be divided. That's why you are journalist. So you are not motor mechanics. But there is necessity of motor mechanics also, and the journalist also. Is it not?
Yes.
And you are journalist, you are not expected to become a motor mechanic or a medical man. But your function is also required in the society. Similarly, the Vedic society was divided into different sections. That is called varnasa. Four varnas, four asana. That is very scientific. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. So, Krishna consciousness movement includes this system of division of society. That is perfect society. Therefore, we are trying to introduce the varnasram system, although it is very difficult nowadays. But if one becomes a devotee, which is above varnasrama dharma, then the purpose is such. So in this age, although varnasrama dharma is very scientific, and Krishna consciousness movement includes this, but we are mostly trying to get to the topmost part of varnasrama, sannyas, or above that. That means Vaishnava. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Sagunāna samatitta itāna brahma bhūyāya kalpita. One can immediately transcend the jurisdiction of three modes of material nature if he engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord. Mancha-vyavicharini bhakti-yogena jāsevate sagunāna samatitta itāna brahma bhūyāya kalpita. So actually, this varnasrama system is meant for bringing the man in the lower status of life to the higher status of life. It doesn't matter one is born in a low-grade family. That is also said by Krishna. Man hi partha vyapasvitya jepishu papajoni. Papajoni. Look at that. Sriyavishyasthathasudra. In the human society, women, the vaishya and the sudra, they are considered in the lower status, not very intelligent. Te bhijanti parātva. They cannot sudra. So, in the Western countries, according to Vedic calculation, they are mlechas javanas, low grade. But Krishna says, jepishu papajona, he can also be elevated to that extent as he can go back to home, back to God. So this woman is directly giving the opportunity of Krishna's service so that they can become immediately bona fide to be positioned in the highest grade of life, Vishnu, so that he can go back to home, back to home.
Almost the whole world and all civilizations look down upon the varnasrama dharma as a system in which hierarchical and stratified conditions prevent human beings from progressing. They think of our system.
Oh, they do not know what is progress.
Yeah.
That I was talking with you. Just like they do not know that they are material life means they are in the prison house for being punished. They are so dull-headed, they are taking the activities of punishment as regular life. A man is put into the prison house and his engagement is breaking the bricks. So he has forgotten that this breaking of bricks is not my business. I am meant for living freely outside the prison house. So these people, less intelligent people, they think that this material life of working hard day and night, just like the hogs and dogs, is day and night. That is due to their ignorance. In the Bhagavad it is said, नायंग देह देह भाजांग निलोके कष्टान कामान अरहति विधि भुजांग दैट दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ ऑल्दो वी हैव गॉट दिस बॉडी एंड द हॉग हैज ऑल्सो गॉट द बॉडी द हॉग इज वर्किंग डे एंड नाइट परहैप्स यू हैव सीन इन इंडियन विलेज द हॉग इज लाइटरिंग इन द विलेज हिज ओनली बिजनेस इज वेयर टू फाइंड स्टू एंड ईट इट And as soon as he eats, he becomes strong in sense, and then sex. The hog has no discrimination of sex, either mother or sister or anyone. So, this sort of life, working day and night for stool, and then as soon as the body is strong, find out sex, never mind, either mother, sister or anyone. This is not human. This is hog's life. Do you think it is human life?
No.
So we are not meant for that civilization. We are meant for the civilization by which one can understand his position, constitutional position, ahang brahmasmi. Therefore, our activities are different from the hogs and dogs.
So what is generally taken here, I mean, and this is the American bicentennial year, and the Declaration of Independence talks about life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Are you suggesting then that what is taken to be life is actually the antithesis of life? What is taken to be liberty is actually enslavement? And what is assumed to be the pursuit of happiness is nothing more than a rat race in which you try to make the best of what you can.
They do not know what is happiness. Bhagavad Gita points out what is your distress. Can anyone say what is the actual distress? They do not know it. Distress they are taking as usual part of life. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. This is philosophy, to find out distress, what is distress. This is directly said by Krishna. These are distresses. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. To take birth, to die, to become old, and to become diseased. But they do not know. Not only there, everywhere, all over the world, they take it as part of life. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. When a man becomes diseased, when a man becomes old, or when a man dies, they take it as usual. But they have been accustomed to these distresses so much that they do not take it as distress. Because this is their ignorance. This is their ignorance. They do not know what is distress. And they are struggling for moving the distress. Just like this independence. They do not know what is meaning of independence. Real independence is when you are free from these four kinds of distress. Does it mean observing this kind of independence? Is real independence? It is simply fictitious. If you are not free from the laws of nature, nature will enforce you to die. Then what is your independence? Nobody wants to die. So why is he enforced to die? Nobody wants to become old man. Why is he enforced to become old man? But they have no brain to understand what is independence, what is happiness. They have taken distress as happiness. So that is due to lack of knowledge. But the Krishna consciousness means to elevate a person to the real standard of knowledge. Without knowledge, a madman can say anything. A child can speak all nonsense. But that is not knowledge. Knowledge is different. So, The struggle for existence means to get out of distress. But the real distress they have set aside. The problem that I do not want to die, but I will be enforced to die. So what is the advancement in this connection? They might have, so big scientists, they have discovered many things. But where is that thing that take a pill and you will never die? Take a pill, you will never become diseased. They can offer me. I had some abdominal pain. So they have given dozens of medicine. But still they are not sure whether the pain will be cured. This is their science. So in this way things are going on. In ignorance, mura. Therefore they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as mura. Namangaduskidana mura prabhadante naragama. Maya puritogyana asuri bhavamasa. So this is the civilization of the asuras. And without Krishna consciousness, without any knowledge of Krishna, or without any knowledge of the Krishna's instruction, people are grouped as duskriti, miscreants, murhas, rascals, naradhama, lowest of the mankind. And if you say that so many people, they are educated highly in the university, how they can be taken as miscreants, rascals, and lowest of mankind? The answer is maya apuritagyana. They have got knowledge, so-called knowledge, but they are lacking in real knowledge. Knowledge means to get out of distress. That is knowledge. But the real distress remains as it is. They cannot avoid death, they cannot avoid birth, they cannot avoid old age, and still they are claiming they are making progress in happiness. So that is called illusion.
Prabhu, can you tell us a little bit about the plans you have for your projects in India?
Yes, I wanted to start this movement from India. I even requested Mahatma Gandhi that, Mahatmaji, you have got some respect all over the world, and you are known as a great student of Bhagavad Gita. Now you have got your Swaraj. The Britishers have gone away. Let us preach Bhagavad Gita. But I don't think I got any reply. Of course, he was a very busy man. My letter might have reached him or not reached him. The secretaries might have rejected. I think received from secretary like that. But after a few days he was killed. So I was trying for this purpose in India. I approached many friends that you have got four sons. Give me one son so that I can train him how to become real preacher of Bhagavad Gita, how one can understand. Because Bhagavad Gita is being misinterpreted. So I wanted to preach it as it is. That was my mission. There were practically nobody joined me. Then I decided to come here. But these boys cooperated. So I have got great desire. So, because India is by nature Krishna conscious, but our modern leaders keeping them suppressed, that is the difficulty. There are so many other difficulties, and leaders are misinterpreting Bhagavad Gita. To tell you frankly, there are so many commentaries on Bhagavad Gita by Dr. Radhakrishna, by Gandhi, by Tilak, by Aurobindo, or many others. But nobody has said that here is God, Krishna. We admit it. Has anybody said that here is God, Krishna? You are searching after God. Here is the Supreme Personality of God, there is Krishna. Who has it? Nobody has it. Am I right or not?
I have not read all the... I have read Gandhiji's, I have read...
Gandhiji has priests. Dr. Radhakrishna has written. But who has priests? That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is to be worshipped. Just like we are preaching. Here in America, you have seen our temple?
Yes.
How they are worshipping.
Yes.
So, Bhagavad Gita main purpose is that Krishna says, Sarva Dhanman Parityajya Mamekam Saranakam. So who has preached this? So, although they came, so many Swamis, Yogis and politicians, they came, but they talked, what can I say? All irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody spoke.
Yes.
That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you worship me. Nobody has. This is the first time I am saying. Do you agree or not?
Yes. Do you think that this is because of the Western influence under which
No, they wanted to compromise with the Western. They did not come to teach, but they wanted to be victimized by the Western people. They had no strength to save themselves. They have no strength. They have no determination. Hodgepodge. That's all. Therefore it was not successful. Not a single man became Krishna conscious. Even nowadays, Vivekananda is famous in India that he preached in America. All Americans have become Vedanti, something like that. Now, practically, we have gone in Vrindavan?
Yes.
Recently?
No, not recently.
You have seen our temple?
No, I have not.
So we have got our temple, that is considered the best temple in Vrindavan. You can show the picture. So thousands of thousands of Americans went to Vrindavan for our temple, another temple. But there is another Vivekananda, Ramakrishna Ashram.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody went there. Not a single. Now, what preaching they have done? Practical point.
Mm-hmm.
So many men went to our temple. They had no inquiry that we have heard that there is a Ramakrishna Mission temple here. Where it is? And it is not, Vrindavan is not a very big city. Everyone knows. Nobody, not a single person went there. And they visited other temples. So what kind of preaching? What do you think?
It seems to me that what you are saying is that you cannot have a religion. You cannot expect a religion to survive or prosper when the culture which is supposed to serve it is its opposite, is its antithesis. And that's why your movement, you are trying to suggest that the only way that you can attain moksha or liberation or whatever is through a particular kind of culture that you are propagating.
It is not, it is the culture.
Yeah.
It is the culture. Because you are suffering under material condition and you are struggling for existence. That means you are struggling to get liberty. So this is the liberty. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, takta deham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunteya mang upeta Ma, pendo di.
Chama, 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 idiom. Janma kama chame dibhyam, hem yo vati tat vata, chakwa deham pana janma, naiti ma miti sojana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Yes, this is liberty. But they do not know it. They simply make a show that they are scholar of Bhagavad Gita, but they do not know. They're reading Bhagavad Gita, but they do not know how to get liberty. Neither they are interested. They want to stay here and subjected to the natural material condition. Janma mittu jara bhadi. There is another verse. Maang aprapa maang nivartante mittu samsara vapat. In the ninth chapter, I think. Aprapa maang nivartante mittu. Asadvadhara
purusha.
Purusha. Dharmasya. Asadvadhana purusha sa.
I shut it down in Purusha 9.3.
Yeah.
Shraddhana purusha dharmasya
dharmasya parantaha aprapa maang nivartante mitru samsara bhakman. The teachings that I am giving, if one is not faithful to accept it, the result will be aprapa maang. He will not give and get me, and he will remain in the cycle of birth and death. They do not know it. What is cycle of birth and death? How one can get out of it? Well, going on like the flies with great force fall in the fire. They are very busy. What is that busyness? Falling in the fire. So this is going on. So this Krishna consciousness moment is just to save the people. So go down by the force enforced by the laws of material nature in the cycle of birth and death. Krishna says, Tatha dehantara prapta, you have to accept another body. But suppose you have got an Indian body, and next birth if you get a dog's body, then what is your success? But nature will work. You do not know what is the nature's law. Neither you can check nature's law. So what is the value of your so-called activities? Jumping is no value.
One last question then. What you are saying, the thrust of your movement is the true religion is not something that you just believe, it is what you are.
You believe and not believe. A fool man's fools believe is different from a learned man's understanding. So if he says that I believe in it, nature's law is different. Nature will not care whether you believe or not believe. It will work. Just like if you have infected some disease. So you are getting fever. Now if I say, my dear Mr. Such and Such, now you infected smallpox. That's what symptoms are there. And if you say, no, no, I don't believe. So will you be protected from the laws of nature? So this is Ruskin's proposal. I believe, I don't believe. You believe and not believe, who cares for it? If you have infected, karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janma jonish, kind of. After death, you are going to get another body. Tatha dehantara prapti. So, How you can know what kind of body you are going to get? First of all, generally they don't believe. That's why. So they believe and not believe. The process is going on. So this is going on in the modern world. I don't believe. You believe or not believe, you cannot check the nature's law. But that dull brain cannot understand it. The nature's law is very, very strong. By thinking that they will conquer our nature. That is their proposal, is it not? They think that they will conquer our the laws of nature. Such foolish things are going on. So, we are trying to say, by presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, to save these fools and rascals from a dangerous type of situation. This is the samanta.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anand Mohan.
Anand Mohan. Yeah.